This is a special edition of the USACE 8. Let's fly with part one of the topic, collective training products and process.
I'm Bernie Ramirez, and I'm a collective training developer at the USACE Directorate of Training and Doctrine, responsible for our collective training products, and I'm also the aviation proponent representative for Aviation Unit Mission Essential Task List.
What is collective training?
It's the training of a group of soldiers to perform tasks required of the group as a whole. The collective training we do prepares our units to conduct operations they are designed to perform and are tied to collective tasks or training and evaluation outlines that are developed through mission analysis and the identification of a unit's training needs. Of course, it's more than just the collective tasks themselves that units must address. They are important, but commanders and leaders must also address all training required through a logical individual to collective progression to achieve their desired training readiness end state or outcome. We develop aviation-specific collective tasks, but there are also many non-aviation tasks that units will use to train their units.
What are the characteristics of a collective task?
I tend to think of a collective task or TNEO as a doctrinal checklist for conducting a collective task to standard and performed in the field in an operational environment. And that's important because we want training to be as realistic as possible. Soldiers will find that our training and evaluation outlines identify the task and the conditions the task will be performed under and the standard that they are required to be performed to. They include an objective task evaluation criteria matrix that identify requirements needed in order to achieve a desired proficiency level. It specifies the operational environment, required soldiers and leaders, and performance measure requirements to determine if a unit has achieved a T, P, or U in that task. A task performance summary block allows leaders to establish iterations of the task they intend to perform and to track training proficiency progression and milestones prior to an external evaluation. They also contain associated prerequisite tasks, supporting collective tasks, and supporting individual tasks that can all be used by leaders to aid in developing a task crosswalk and to identify supporting training they may already be proficient in or additional training required in order to successfully complete a task to standard. Collective tasks are used to make up the unit task list, or UTIL, and will include a unit's mission essential tasks. They are also used to support collective gunnery to develop training scenarios and to evaluate live fire maneuver.
You mentioned that groups of collective tasks make up a unit task list. What is a unit task list, and what do they do for our unit leaders?
The unit task list is a set of collective tasks that a unit is doctrinally designed to perform. Proponent training developers conduct a mission analysis addressing elements of the warfighting functions and select collective tasks that support a unit's mission and capabilities. It's a baseline of tasks for unit training. I think of it as a managed bucket of unit-specific tasks that allow for leaders to easily determine their collective training needs without having to search an entire Army collective task database for what they think they need to train. For example, during large-scale combat, our companies will likely be dispersed and will require them to provide a certain level of self-protection. This requires training not only at the individual level where soldiers are expected to be trained on the operation of their individual weapons, but should also understand and be collectively trained on defense of their unit area. Because of this, we have included a conduct unit defense task for all of our aviation companies. During the development of their unit training plans, this task should be included and iterations trained at some point in the training cycle.
How are unit medals developed and approved?
Well, first of all, there is a DA charter that governs this process and is facilitated by the Standards for Training Readiness Advisory Group, or STRAC. It requires Army proponents to develop unit standardized medals based on unit mission and capabilities in conjunction with appropriate doctrine. The Aviation FM 3-04 and ATP 3-04.1 are examples of primary doctrinal references we use as a part of the analysis that identifies all missions and capabilities each type of units in our brigade formations can or are expected to perform. At that point, identification of what is mission essential results in the mission essential task list at each unit echelon from brigade down to company. This is a proponent-driven effort that starts with SME support within the directorate prior to obtaining aviation proponent approval. Proponent-approved metal submissions are then presented to the Standards for Training Readiness Advisory Group for initial approval, with STRAG-approved submissions made available for a three-month force-wide review with final updates briefed in order to achieve DA approval. The entire process typically takes a year from proposed metal submission development to final DA approval and publication. To keep metals up to date and aligned with current doctrine, they are required to be reviewed every 3 years, but at Aviation we review ours every year, and any recommended revisions will go through the same STRAG approval process prior to publication for readiness reporting purposes.
Join us for part two of this topic in episode 19 of the USACE 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.